November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. It is Election Day. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We have a lot of moving parts on today's program, and we have a lot of very special guests as well. Scott Walker, the president of Young Americans Foundation, is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Also, Congressman Jim Jordan is going to be here. Josh Jones is going to bring us up to speed on what's happening in Virginia. And Harry Hurley is going to be talking about New York City and New Jersey. And then a little bit later on, we'll be talking with our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. So a lot happening, your phone calls as well, as we maneuver through what is going to be a very busy and honestly a very important election day. And I say that because when you look at what's happening in all of these races, and we're not forgetting about Prop 50, which is being decided in California. All of these races together will form a narrative. Now, whether you agree or disagree with the narrative, it really doesn't matter because the media is going to be latching onto this narrative. And I'm just, you know, again, folks, on this program, I just call it like I see it. And it's shaping up to be a difficult day for Republicans. And we'll have plenty of time to hash all of that out tomorrow. Right now, though, we've got to make sure that people are getting out and voting. And that is the most important thing. If you are a Republican, you need to be out there and you need to be at the polling place. Now, we know that New Jersey is the one glimmer of hope for Republicans tonight, and it is all going to be incumbent upon the actual voter turnout. That's going to be the big challenge here. And we've been looking at polling data, early voting numbers, and right now Democrats, they did very well in early voting. As a matter of fact, the Democrats have the advantage in the early voting numbers. They showed up in pretty significant force. Now, Democrats in New Jersey supporting Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, or Sherrill for governor, the magic number has been 266,000. Now, that was the Democrat early voting advantage in mail-in and in-person votes that Governor Phil Murphy had going into his successful election in 2021. It turns out that as of Saturday, that number had already exceeded that for the Democrats, 267,000. So the Republicans are counting, at least Jack Cittarelli, if he is going to win today, it is going to be on the voter turnout from the Republicans and the independents. Now, we understand more than 1.1 million people have already voted in New Jersey, which was the last day. That's the last day that we have data, you know, that was available. About 347,000 registered Republicans voted early compared to 614,000 registered Democrats. So are you guys seeing this now? I know if you watch Fox News, you watch the cable news channels, you're getting this sort of skewed idea of this is going to be a massive landslide victory for everybody on the Republican side. And that's just simply not the case. And it bothers me that the channel does that because in some ways people will say, oh, well, if that's the case, I don't need to go and vote. I can just stay home and watch, you know, football, watch whatever's on TV. And you can't do that. So you've got to get out there and you've got to go and vote. Now, the other part of this is, what about the unaffiliated voters? We don't know which way they are swinging here, and there is some indication those numbers are swinging for Chitterelli. But we will not know until the final votes are cast. I will tell you this, though. We know it's close because the shenanigans have already started. Now, earlier this morning, there were 7 or 8 bomb threats called in to heavily Republican districts. And fortunately, of course, they were all fake. So that's good news. But they had to shut down the polling places. Everybody had to go back outside. And you wonder, did we lose any voters as a result of that kind of stuff? So we're going to be paying very close attention to that race. Now, as far as Zohran Mamdani, what a mess that is. And we understand President Trump late last night came out and officially endorsed Zohran Mamdani. Pardon me, Andrew Cuomo, not Mamdani. Jeez, hello. So you have President Trump last night coming out and saying that while Curtis Sliwa looks like is a much more handsome man without the Emily in Paris beret, that he says that to save the city, well, the good people of New York need to vote for Andrew Cuomo. And I don't know if that's going to do the trick. I really don't. I don't know if Cuomo is going to be able to pull this off or if he should be able to. But the reality is, and President Trump pointed this out, Zohran Mamdani is a self-professed Jew hater and a stupid person. In that particular order, by the way, that's how the president described the guy. But I will read this to you, and because there are so many multiple things going on, I want to get to the situation involving Trump and the rationale for his decision here. And here we go. Sorry, my computer's having a little bit of fun with me today right now. But the president says if Mamdani wins the election, communist candidate Mamdani wins the election, it is unlikely that he is going to be contributing federal funds to the city. And I'm glad to hear that. And I know there are efforts to denaturalize the guy because he lied about his connections with some pretty radicalized people. And that is going to be unlikely, but who knows? We'll see how that plays. Anyway, Trump goes on. He wrote a lengthy post last night, and he talks about how awful things are. And here's the important thing that you need to hear. He says, I would much rather see a Democrat who has a record of success win. And he said, than a communist with no experience and a record of complete and total failure. He was nothing as an assemblyman, ranked at the bottom of the class. And as mayor of the greatest city in the world, he has no chance to bring it back to its former glory. We must also remember this, and this is the important part for you Republicans out there. We must also remember this. A vote for Curtis Sliwa, who looks much better without the beret, I mentioned that, is a vote for Mamdani. So a vote for Curtis Sliwa is a vote for Mamdani. Whether you personally like Andrew Cuomo or not, you really have no choice. You must vote for him and hope he does a fantastic job. He is capable of it. Mamdani is not. So I'm just going to ask you, ladies, how do you feel about, ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel about the president of the United States, a Republican, basically turning his back on the Republican nominee, a lousy candidate, but endorsing Andrew Cuomo, who is a sex fiend and is also a man responsible for sending many, many grandparents to the grave? It just seems to me, as awful as a candidate as Sliwa is, he's the Republican nominee. And by the way, it wasn't Sliwa who dropped out of the race. I mean, it was Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo, first of all, lost. He lost the Democrat primary, and he's jumping back into the race. So if you ask me, Andrew Cuomo is the spoiler here and not Curtis Sliwa, who's an idiot. And it's a terrible thing to say about a fellow Republican, but the guy literally campaigned on his campaign platform was not stopping crime, it was protecting little cats. He also did a big interview where he said he's going to have all 5 of his cats in Gracie's mansion. Jeez, Lou. You know who I feel bad for there? Whoever comes after Sliwa. They're going to have fleas infesting that mansion? Jeez, all those cats? Ugh. Not to mention the carpets. the kitty litter all over the place? By the way, five cats, huh? Five cats. All right. I like the cat lady. But so there we have it, folks. It is not a pretty picture in New York City. And barring some sort of a miracle, and we believe that, you know, we serve a God who is a God of miracles. But, you know, I think God may be looking down on New York City and say, you people get what you vote for. We'll see how all this plays out. But again, it, you know, when you step back and you analyze all of what we are seeing take place today in Virginia, where it's going to be a tough slog for all of the candidates to win. And I certainly hope they do. It will be incumbent upon you to get out and vote today. That's all I can tell you. Otherwise, we're going to have problems going into the midterms. And I say that because this nastiness between Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and Ben Shapiro and all these folks out there in this Republican, in the Republican sphere, it is a dangerous game that people are playing. And I'm going to have more to say about that in just a moment, but we're going to open up the phone lines here. We will keep you updated on any sort of fresh data we're getting in as far as voter turnout, but it is going to be a long night. We're going to be covering this all night on Newsmax, and of course, I'll have the live show blog up and running tonight, and we'll be analyzing all the intel as it comes in. Now, one other thing here that President Trump has announced. And I want to get your take on this because this could be earth-shattering. The president posting a note on Truth Social, and he said that Democrats are going to win the midterms and the next presidential election if the Senate does not terminate the filibuster. So President Trump is really upset over all of this. And again, the Democrats are not budging at all. There's some thought that the Democrats will come back tomorrow, maybe later in the week after the elections, and reopen the government, but we don't know. And I think President Trump's getting a little antsy. The Republicans in the House and Senate, God love them, they've been holding the ground. Never thought they would do it, but they have. The president's now saying, if we don't terminate the filibuster and get this over with, Democrats are going to win the midterms. It'll be impossible for Republicans to get common sense policies done because the Democrats are blocking everything. For 3 years, nothing will be passed and Republicans will be blamed. Elections, including the midterms, will be rightfully brutal. If we do terminate the filibuster, we will get everything approved. No Congress in history. The president says we will have fair, free, and safe elections, no men and women's sports or transgender for everybody. Strong borders, tax cuts, energy cuts, and we'll secure our Second Amendment. That is true. All of that is true. But what happens if the Democrats reclaim the Senate and the House? They could declare war on the Second Amendment, and with the Democrat president, that would be signed into law. They would pack the court. They would undo every single thing President Trump has done. So my word of caution to the Republicans, if you want to go down this path, just be aware that this cannot be undone. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Nearly 2 years ago, terrorists murdered over 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostages. Today, the cries of the dead and dying seem drowned out by shouts of anti-Semitic hatred. The most brutal attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust is already fading from memory. Yet as the world looks away, a light breaks through the darkness. Christians are speaking out in love and support for Israel. United in faith, they will boldly stand with Israel this October, joining a growing movement, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches all over America. planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we'll combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism one flag at a time. And through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be a part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join this historic movement by donating your flag today. Visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org. All right, a new survey, nearly a million New Yorkers are ready to flee the Big Apple if Mandami becomes mayor. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has already announced any New York City refugee moving to Texas will be slapped with an immediate 100% tariff. I like this idea, and I hope that we do this in Tennessee where we broadcast our show from. It's not that we're not hospitable people, but we don't want you folks bringing your politics over to our state. Because what's happening in Texas right now, you guys are in the middle of turning yourselves purple as a result of all of these Californians and New Yorkers that are moving into the Lone Star State. And that concerns me on a number of levels, but predominantly because of the brisket. You know, we got to protect the Texas brisket at all costs, ladies and gentlemen. And so we can't have all these vegans and these juice bars moving in from California and the Big Apple. We just can't have that happen. I'm just telling you. So anyway, a survey done, and the New York Post has the story, but nearly 1 million New Yorkers say that if Mamdani is elected, they will pack up and move more than likely across the state line to New Jersey. So there you go. Let's go to the phones here, 901-260-5926. Now, I understand our good friend Jerry from Iowa is actually today calling in from Israel. Hi, Jerry. What's going on over there?
Hello, Brother Todd. I'm listening to you guys over here, and I'm calling you to tell you a couple things. You were right. You said before I left, you said if you go to Israel, it'll change your life. It's beautiful. The weather, walking, we swam in Galilee this morning. There's no guns, no bombs. Most of the Israelis say it's over. We have not heard a siren since we've been here for 2 weeks. The food is amazing. The Israelis love the Americans. And it's just, we hiked up Mount Carmel where Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal. And so it's a tourist paradise. It's so warm and it's very safe. The beaches are amazing. But one of the reasons why I called you, well, to tell you, you were right about that. I'm just so happy. They're so happy Americans are here. You're going to be popular if you come over here. So, interesting, I was in the old city of Jerusalem yesterday. And for people who don't know, that's the very old city of David with the walls. And there's churches and mosques, and you can really buy some amazing things. But what I saw in there yesterday was there are big banners hanging down, and this is going to blow your mind, that they say, get this, make Gaza Jewish again. And to me, so I'm taking a survey. I'm talking to normal people of all ages, IDF people, everybody, and I'm articulating what, you know, the cowboy American might say. It's like, do you guys think that, you know, that I kind of formulated this. Do you think we should force relocate the Palestinians, I mean, with American help, because they're just going to kill again. And they really, that is their fondest dream, to make Gaza Jewish again. And I think it could be done with Trump. Now, they're afraid. They love Trump, but they're very consistent opinions I'm reporting to you. They're a little afraid that he's going to welch, and they're really scared. They want to love him, but is he going to do a two-state solution? Because these are murderous Palestinians. They're put in Hamas, and there are pictures. We went to the Nova Music Festival a few days ago, I just thought I'd tell you that the vacation is awesome. This peace, I don't know about, you know, long-term peace, but there's no, haven't heard a siren. It's just like, we have the country to ourselves, and you guys are really, really missing out. So,
well, Jerry,
I tell you, give you a report.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, and I'm so happy. I did tell you that it's going to be life changing, and it is for anybody, especially Christians going to to Israel, you come back and you don't look at things the same way. So, Jerry, you have fun over there. You be safe. Tell everybody we said hello. When you come back, Jerry, you're going to find out that apparently half the Republican Party now is anti-Semitic. We're going to get into that coming up after the break. Unbelievable what's going on right now in conservative politics. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, check out ToddStearns.com during the break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Experience the drama behind the greatest book of all time. CBN Films' latest documentary, Oracles of God, recreates the origins of the New Testament with dramatic reenactments, stunning archaeological evidence, and insights from scholars that will change the way you view the New Testament.
Christianity did not begin in a lie, and we can and we must demonstrate this.
In theaters nationwide, November 2nd, 3rd, and 5th only. Tickets available at cbn.com/gettickets.
All right. I've got a new piece up on ToddStearns.com. The headline, there's no room for Jew haters or anti-Christians in the GOP. I want to share this little blurb with you as we sort of go through whatever is happening right now within the conservative world, the America First world. You know, I'm reminded of William F. Buckley Jr., who is regarded as the architect of the modern-day conservative movement. And a good many great men and women sat around William F. Buckley's table over the years, from Ronald Reagan to the great L. Rushbow himself, Rush Limbaugh. And it was actually Buckley who rolled out the conservative welcome mat to Israel. And if you remember the story back in 1972, actually proposed that Israel should become the 51st state in the Union, which would stop Israel from being attacked by her enemies. And it was William F. Buckley Jr. who railed against anti-Jewish bigotry from the pages of the National Review. Behavior that today would find him ostracized from some in this big tent Republican Party. Well, I'm a huge fan of Young America's Foundation. I've been honored to speak at a number of their conferences over the years, and they're doing incredible work to this day, teaching young people what it means to be a conservative in America. And I want to bring into the conversation on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line our good friend, the president of Young America's Foundation, Scott Walker, the former governor of Wisconsin. And Governor, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I know that you guys were getting a lot of play over a post that you guys wrote on X yesterday, and really talking about, you know, fighting on behalf of conservative students across the country. There's been a lot of conversation over the past couple of days about anti-Semitism and this Jew hatred. Where does YAF fall on all of this?
Well, it's clear. We pointed out one of the statements we've said before and say again, and that is, while the times change, conservative values do not, and certainly nor will the views of Young America's Foundation. We are, as you know, Todd, we fought for years on college campuses to have freedom of speech, that conservative students should be able to be heard where they've been suppressed and oppressed on many of these college campuses. But to me, fighting for free speech is not the same as saying we're going to platform or in any way support speech that we disagree with. And for people who anyway say that they think any of our fellow Americans are inferior because of race or sex, or who deny things like the Holocaust or other things in that regard, there's just not a place for them, certainly our platforms, nor do I think there should be in the conservative movement.
No, I'm with you 1,000% there. And I think, and again, I appreciate you guys making this statement public, because we need to address these things. And we see on the other side that not only did they not address the anti-Semitism on the left that just erupted on so many university campuses, they actually embraced it in many cases.
Well, and you see, one is just wrong on just on the surface. But then you add to that, you see these trends on these campuses. You know, if they go after Jewish students and they go after Christian students, it just never ends. And again, we can have respectful debate over disagreements on policy, on substantive issues, but on core values. I mean, to me, as we look ahead to 2026, we think of this great nation, the republic that we live in, the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, you know, that our founders were right. They said all of us are created equal, endowed not by the government, by our creator, and that each of us have these fundamental rights, and we want people associated with us who are going to defend those rights, not threaten them. And again, I realize, you know, we've been very careful to make this a point about these issues. Some of the people who unfortunately have been featured are consistently at odds with those values. And we want to make it clear that those are folks, while they have a right to speak, they don't have a right to speak on our platforms.
No, you're right. And I think it's interesting that, you know, first of all, nobody's calling for anybody to be canceled or silenced. But the idea that someone would correct them or criticize the other side, all of a sudden that makes you a bad guy. You know, that is not a conservative value. I think, you know, we can have those debates. But again, this is a matter of who are you platforming? And I think all of us have a responsibility in that area.
Well, right, and it goes across the spectrum. You know, a month or so ago, when some of the stations that have ABC affiliates said that they were tired of Jimmy Kimmel and his nonsense, you know, the left rallied around said free speech. Not free speech. If individuals say they don't want to be part of this, if businesses like those affiliates don't want that, that's perfectly within their right. That is different than saying you can't be on a universal platform, you can't speak in the public square, you can't speak at a public institution like a college or university. That's what we've been dealing with on the left for decades. We're not calling for anyone, right or left, to not be able to speak. We're actually saying we reinforce our commitment to free speech. We, though, as an organization and as individuals, at the same time have a right to say we're not going to support our platform behind speech that is fundamentally at odds with our core values. And that's what this is all about.
Scott, where's all this coming from? It seems like there's this, for decades, we've promoted the idea of conservatives being happy warriors, but it seems like there's some anger that's festering among many young people that would ascribe to the America First, you know, the conservative ideas.
Well, and I think it's a bit misguided. A little bit of it, I think, is just the social media world that we live in, where I remind people all the time that even now it's X as opposed to Twitter. The survey each year shows, Pew Research does surveys that show that less than a quarter of all Americans are on that platform, and about 10% of the people do about 80% of the posts. And so sometimes I think there's this false pretense that somehow if you look at a platform like X, you think everybody's saying that. I think in many cases it's a smaller element, but vocal, and now getting people's attention. And we need to be clear about it. Again, all for free speech, but it's at the same time, it's well within our right to say we just don't support this kind of speech. And I think a little bit of it is frustration. I think, you know, part of those elements that hate Israel have been strategic, is a better way to say it, in terms of hiding their own problems and trying to push them off on Israel and their right to have a nation. And that's concerning to me. You know, we saw a few years ago the encampments where people had signs up that said from the river to the sea, and we asked people what river, what sea. It was amazing on these college campuses how many people didn't even know, you know, what river they were talking about. They don't know the facts. They don't know the particulars. Those are dangerous times when young people don't know what's involved in these debates.
Governor Scott Walker joining us, president of Young America's Foundation. And Scott, I think this goes back to the mission of YAF. I mean, when, you know, you look at this big tent and, people need to embrace the ideals of what it means to be a conservative. And that's going to be a challenge, I think, moving forward. We've had a lot of populist ideas coming into the, you know, the Republican circles. And you guys at YAF have such an important job, which is really training up those next generation of true conservatives.
That's right. We're training the next generation leaders in the fight for freedom. As we, again, look ahead to next year, these aren't just conservative ideas. I believe they're fundamentally American ideas. You know, the idea that anyone can succeed in America. There is no class-based society. Doesn't matter whether you're black or white, rich or poor, young or old. Doesn't matter whether you were born here or you legally came here, but somewhere throughout your life, the American dream is open to everyone. The promise, the American promise that was made on July 4, 1776, is open to everyone. At the same time, we need to not only make that open, but make sure that people who come here, particularly legally who come here, assimilate to that. And that is part of what we're stressing. That's part of what it means to be a conservative. We don't want the government making our decisions. We're capable of making those decisions by and large by ourselves. And in a time and era where people want to creep further into the government, particularly the federal government, running our lives, I think most of us, you get beyond just the political attachments, most of us believe in the individual, while so many on the left believe in the government.
Yeah, it's a great point, and it's an exciting thing that you guys are doing with the conferences. By the way, very excited to let you probably already know this, but Rhodes College, which you know we broadcast from my home city of Memphis, Rhodes is a pretty left-leaning school. They graduated Jasmine Crockett, so that's pretty much what you need to know there. Governor, they just launched, the kids just launched a YAF chapter, and we had the kids on, and I think we're going to help out with a pizza party or whatever we can do to help feed the youngsters. But they're so fired up and pumped up, and it's exciting to see YAF with a vibrant chapter.
Yeah, Todd, we've had a 65% increase in chapters this semester alone. We had our largest summer ever for conferences. YAF.org, if people are interested. It's a really exciting time, and I think a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork.
It's exciting. And, folks, again, if you want to get involved in students, if you want to get involved in a program, you're going to learn so much. You're going to be able to network, and you're going to also have a lot of fun. They have some incredible conferences, YAF.org. All right, Scott, look, I know you're super slammed today, but we sure appreciate you taking some time for the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd. Have a great one.
All right, you too now. That's the great governor from Wisconsin, Scott Walker, now president of Young America's Foundation. And they have programs for middle schoolers, high schoolers, and college. And I've spoken at the college and high school conferences. Just absolutely wonderful kids, smart as a whip. And the fun part is after you deliver your remarks, you actually have to stick around and take Q&A. And you never know. You're not given any advance warning what the kids are going to ask. And they come at you with some really, really thought-provoking questions. So, but again, it's a lot of fun. I will tell you this. You're going to learn a lot. And I would encourage you to do that. And also, if you want to major in journalism or if you want to major in business, this is a great program to get your kids involved in, YAF.org. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. Our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up tonight on Newsmax, we are going to have live election coverage hosted by yours truly. Speaking of Newsmax, millions of people are now watching Newsmax, and they're watching it on cable. They're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2, and they're also downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones and TVs. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, people are watching incredible shows like Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Todd Stearns. And I got to tell you, if you watch, you're going to understand why Newsmax is the fastest growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. And let President Trump know that you're standing with Newsmax, real news for real people. MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88, any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regularly priced at $119.98 and now only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. My towels, finally, back in stock, but not for long. Get a 6-piece My Towel set, normally priced at $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first and only time, get their limited edition premium MyPillows made with Giza cotton. Queen $17.98, Kings only $19.98. Also for a limited time, when your order is over $100, you'll receive free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. Use your promo code for the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now. That's promo code STARNS.
Oz, you've just won a brand new Peterbilt tractor trailer and your own commercial driver's license.
That's right.
A shiny red rig with chrome to spare, plus the training and CDL to drive it anywhere in the country. Here it comes. Look at that beauty roll.
Oh my. I didn't realize Bob Barker was still alive. I thought he passed away a long time ago. I thought Bob Barker got his Showcase Showdown, what, 5 or 6 years back? Jeez, Lou. You know, it's interesting. There's thank you, Dylan, for that. There is a new survey out, and they're saying that all of these new rules mandating that big rig drivers actually know how to speak English, it may eliminate some 800,000 CDL holders. And I will say this, driving from Arkansas over to Branson a few days ago, last weekend, I will tell you that it is dangerous. There were a couple of times when I was actually boxed in by the big rigs. And it's a little hairy out there because you just never know if you've got Slumdog Millionaire, you know, driving the 18-wheeler and whether or not he actually speaks English. I mean, you hate to say that, but, you know, but it's true. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Congressman Jim Jordan, by the way. He's going to join us from Washington as we sort of break down the government shutdown. You know, it's interesting. We have yet to see a lot of the looting and the rioting that was predicted once the EBT cards, you know, dried up. And I'm wondering if the reason why is because people actually have money. And the people who actually do need the help, they're getting that from local churches and food banks and things of that nature. No doubt about that. But I'm telling you right now that there's a lot of grift. And as we were talking to someone from the USDA yesterday on the show, we learned that most of the people getting benefits are either illegal or they're grifters. And imagine what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, if we're able to revolutionize all of this. What happens if we're able to use this downtime to actually do something about the grift and the criminal rot that has infested the USDA SNAP program? I mean, imagine how much money that we're going to save as taxpayers. So again, I mean, here we are, and the president's already made some tough decisions. I just say rip the Band-Aid off and keep it all shut down. Keep the government shut down until we can sort out all of this rot, all of this crime, all of this corruption that has infested all of these government agencies. And if we're able to do that, then I think we may be okay coming out on the other side. This is not a bad thing that's happening. It's not a bad thing. Oh, by the way, just so you know what we're dealing with here, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tucker Carlson, praising Zoltar, Zoran, Mammy Dami. Take a listen.
That guy was the only person in the New York City mayor's debate to say he wanted to focus on New York City. All the candidates were asked, if you could visit a foreign country, what would it be? And they, of course, all had an answer. I think most said Israel. Great. And he said, I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd stay in New York. And like, if I want to meet Jewish constituents, I go to their synagogues, their homes or whatever. But I'd be here in New York because that's what I'm doing. I'm running New York. That's my job.
Well, he gave the right answer.
He gave the right answer.
Yeah.
He gave the right answer. At least, and he's talking. I totally oppose his program. Just
absolutely.
To be
yeah.
I think it works. But he's talking about economics.
Yep.
And everyone else is talking about foreign policy. Why is it hard to talk about economics, domestic economics?
Wow. So there you have it. Tucker Carlson and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene praising Zoltar Mammogram. Never thought that would happen, ladies and gentlemen. But, well, there you go. It's just like it's a slippery slope. Once you start worshiping Adolf Hitler, well, anything goes. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, head over to toddstarnes.com. We have some terrific stories for you to read on our website today. And while you are there, I would encourage you to download our free podcast, our free newsletter, and also our free app, which allows you to listen to conservative talk radio 24/7. Hang tight, everybody. We're just getting started.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ray Solano with your Healthy Choices Minute, sponsored by PD Labs Pharmacy. Recently, you've heard about the possible dangers of acetaminophen or Tylenol for young children and pregnant mothers. Social media sites have recommended common sense remedies for mild fever that include homeopathy and select herbs that work without side effects. Tylenol is metabolized by the liver and depletes your most potent antioxidant, glutathione, your force field against invaders. Did you know three or more alcoholic drinks in Tylenol can cause liver damage? Moms have been giving us first aid since the beginning of time, and now an online group called Crunchy Moms are offering simple options for fever that really work. PD Labs Pharmacy has a team of skilled clinical pharmacists trained in natural medicine, as well as traditional pharmaceuticals like leucovorin for autism and ivermectin for infections. Call us today at 888-909-0110 or pdlabsrx.com and experience a new era in healthcare. pdlabsrx.com. Remember, you have a choice in healthcare.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. I have been monitoring the situation at many of the nation's airports, and it's just absolutely insane what's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. TSA workers, God love them, they have been on the job without any pay at all because of the Schumer shutdown, and they're still manning their posts, but there are massive backups. Yesterday at Houston's Hobby Airport, we understand it took passengers 3 hours to get through the TSA lines. And now we're hearing from the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, that next week, if the government is not reopened, they may have to actually look at shutting down airspace across many parts of the country. This would be insanely catastrophic for people trying to get around the nation. So anyway, we're going to be following all of these developments over the next little while. But this is all a direct result of the Schumer shutdown and the Democrats refusing to put through and vote for this clean CR. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to a good friend of ours from the great state of Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you. And you wouldn't have that concern that you raised with the airports it's just real simple. If Chuck Schumer and Democrats would vote for what they voted for 6 months earlier, it's the same darn level of spending. So the real debate here has always been Chuck Schumer against Chuck Schumer. He's having this debate with himself, and he just can't seem to do what they did, like I said, 6 months ago. And as a result, you're seeing all the stuff you just described.
Congressman, it has to be frustrating for you guys because it's clearly political. It looks like all the polling data out there, people understand who is to blame here. So why are the Democrats so hell-bent here, being stubborn as a mule?
Well, I mean, it's the basic thing. The hard left controls their party. I always say not all Democrats are crazy, but the left that controls their party is. And that's where the energy is in the Democrat Party. I think it's where, frankly, the control is of the party itself. So the hard left, the same left that says defund the police, the same left that said don't have a border, the same left that said men should compete against women in sports, the same left that said, oh, how dare you, President Trump, actually bring National Guard to D.C., make the capital city safe again. I mean, that's the left that says you've got to shut down the government because we don't like President Trump and the Trump derangement syndrome that's got a hold of them. That's what's driving it. And you can tell that's because they're proposing, like, we need taxpayer-financed health care for people who come here and who aren't American citizens. We need to expand Obamacare again because the Obamacare that we promised you would lower premiums actually didn't do that. And so now we have to keep using taxpayer money to prop it up. So, like, that's the left. And that's what's driving it at all. And I think for political reasons, we all know Mr. Schumer. And frankly, I think in some cases, Mr. Jeffries, the leader in the House for the Democrats, are afraid to go up against the left.
Well, it certainly appears that way. I mean, there's plenty of evidence. You know, my concern would be, Congressman, I mean, you're looking at people like AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. I mean, if these folks are, in fact, the true leaders of the Democrat Party, what does that tell you about the Democrats moving forward?
Well, and they're about to add someone new to that list, and that's the mayor of New York, and this is Oran Mondani. Mamdani, it looks like he's going to win today. So, which maybe if you can, it's hard to say, he might even be more radical than the folks that you just listed off there. So that, unfortunately, is, again, where their party is. I think the American people, though, across this great country have common sense. I think it's why they put President Trump back in the White House. They put a guy in there who's going to do what he said he was going to do. And President Trump has done that for 9 months. I think that's the message we take into now the midterms, which I think are November 3rd of next year. So we're less than a year away from the next big election day. So we'll just see. But I think that's what got a hold of the Democrat Party, and it's sad. One of the two great parties in the country right now, and one of the great American parties is now controlled by the left, and it's sad to see that.
You know, one more question about this, and I want to move on to the Arctic Frost documents. Yeah. But, you know, you guys have done an amazing job. I think the speakers done a brilliant job of getting the message out there. You guys are controlling the narrative right now. But when you look at Mamdani, here's a guy. He's good-looking, charismatic. He speaks quite well. He's able to convey his message. And he's talking about giving all of this free stuff to a segment of the population, these younger Americans, Gen Zers and millennials, who are really struggling financially. We've even heard this from a lot of conservatives. How do the Republicans combat that moving forward?
Well, you go to the facts. I mean, there's a great piece in the Journal today that talks about, socialism always sounds great, but never works out. Capitalism doesn't always sound great, but works out. And it's like you have to just go to the facts. Oh, it always sounds wonderful. Free this, free that, lower cost here, lower cost there. But it doesn't work. And again, I think we just have to, in a sharp, articulate way, convey the message that this stuff doesn't work. I was sharing this yesterday with someone. I've had the privilege now, what, almost 40 years ago to compete in what was then the Soviet Union. And I tell you, you tell people, you go to places like that, you thank the good Lord you live here. You walk into a store in what was then the Socialist Soviet Republic, and there's nothing on the shelf. Like, what? Now, the people at the very top, they always had that. They had food and things and essentials and everything else. But the regular common citizens didn't. And that's what you get when you go with a social system, which is, it seems to me, exactly what this Mamdani is talking about doing. So it never works. And I think you just have to highlight it and talk about it in the right way.
Congressman Jim Jordan on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Congressman, this Arctic Frost investigation and the documents, it just seems to me, I've had a chance to read through a lot of it. And it just seems to me this was literally an effort to decapitate the Trump administration, the conservative movement, and maybe the Republican Party all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, it was the whole thing was designed. Arctic Frost then became was merged in with the Jack Smith Special Counsel. But Arctic Frost and Jack Smith, the whole thing was designed to make it so President Trump couldn't run for re-election. Remember, November 8th, 2022 was the midterm election. 1 week later, November 15th, President Trump announces he's running for president. 3 days after that, Merrick Garland names Jack Smith Special Counsel. He picked Smith for a reason, and it was to stop President Trump from winning. They were going to try to put him in prison. And think about all the stuff, all the things Arctic Frost and Jack Smith, that investigation did. They got a gag order on President Trump. They raided his home. They went to a lawyer of one of the defendants and said, "We didn't know you were a Trump guy. We thought you were interested in this judge position." They're trying to intimidate a counsel for one of the defendants. They mishandled the documents in the classified documents part of their investigation. They mishandled the documents they seized. So they actually mishandled the documents they were accusing President Trump of mishandling. They surveilled Scott Perry, a member of the United States Congress, for a week. And in the notice to do that, it said we want to determine daily patterns. We want to identify us. So they spied on him for a week. Then they took his phone. They took his phone the day after they raided Mar-a-Lago. And then, of course, we learned that multiple United States senators had their phone data taken by Jack Smith in this investigation. And so we want to talk to Jack Smith. We're going to bring him in for a deputy. We've already talked to two of his deputies, two of his the lawyers who worked on the special counsel team and who were working on Arctic Frost before they came part of Jack Smith's team, Mr. Bratt and Mr. Windham. And they took the Fifth 71 and 73 times, respectively. And they took the Fifth to questions like, was this a political operation designed to undermine President Trump? I take the Fifth. To how many other people, in addition to the senators, did you get the phone data and phone records on? I take the Fifth. So we want to bring in Jack Smith, the guy who was running and coordinating all this, and see what he has to say.
Was there anything, I mean, as untoward as all of this is, was there anything actual criminal that the FBI did here? Have you guys been able to determine that yet?
We don't know. We will continue to dig. Now, on a different investigation, but all part of this lawfare and undermining President Trump, we did refer Mr. Brennan to the Justice Department for contempt and for lying to Congress. We sent that 2.5 weeks ago because we believe we sent him for 18 USC 1001 for not being square with Congress, because he told us he was not involved with the dossier, didn't want it in the IC, the intelligence community assessment. And then Tulsi Gabbard this summer declassifies a report that says just the opposite. It says, yeah, in fact, he did in writing say put it in the assessment. And he also, there was a story conveyed in there where a CIA official goes up to Mr. Brennan and says, we shouldn't include this dossier. It doesn't hold up. It's not backed up by the intel. And Brennan says, yeah, but doesn't it ring true? Displaying his motivation and his motive of going out to get President Trump. So, I learned a long time ago, you're not supposed to lie. But that's definitely not supposed to lie under oath when you're talking to Congress. And it looks like that's exactly what John Brennan did. So we did refer him, criminal referral, to the Justice Department.
It's so enraging. I know the average American just gets so disgusted when they see this because, yeah, again, if they're doing this to somebody like a Marsha Blackburn, you better believe, you know, they're doing something pretty nefarious to an average Joe out there.
Or to the president. They took the president's phone. They seized the president's phone on May 4th, 2022. They got a gag order. They got a judge to issue a gag order on all the senators. Well, we certainly know on Senator Cruz, looks like a few, some of the others as well, a gag order. My guess is on regular citizens, too, a gag order so that the phone company who get turned over the phone data to Jack Smith's special counsel team couldn't tell the people, their customer, that they had done so. I mean, that's how ridiculous this all was. And I think Senator Grassley said it well when he said this was a giant fishing expedition designed to go after the Republican Party.
Wow. All right. Well, Congressman, we're glad that you're at the helm and getting to the bottom of all of this. And we sure do appreciate you taking some time for us today.
You bet. Thanks for all you do. Take care.
All right. Congressman Jim Jordan, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It is aggravating. And people do need to go to jail for what they did to these lawmakers. And also, we've got to start sending a very clear message. We're not going to tolerate federal agencies spying on law-abiding American citizens. Those days are over. All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks, going right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ray Solano with your Healthy Choices Minute, sponsored by PD Labs Pharmacy. Recently, you've heard about the possible dangers of acetaminophen or Tylenol for young children and pregnant mothers. Social media sites have recommended common sense remedies for mild fever that include homeopathy and select herbs that work without side effects. Tylenol is metabolized by the liver and depletes your most potent antioxidant, glutathione, your force field against invaders. Did you know three or more alcoholic drinks in Tylenol can cause liver damage? Moms have been giving us first aid since the beginning of time, and now an online group called Crunchy Moms are offering simple options for fever that really work. PD Labs Pharmacy has a team of skilled clinical pharmacists trained in natural medicine, as well as traditional pharmaceuticals like leucovorin for autism and ivermectin for infections. Call us today at 888-909-0110 or pdlabsrx.com and experience a new era in healthcare. pdlabsrx.com. Remember, you have a choice in healthcare.
Yeah, Todd, those million people that are talking about leaving New York need to get out and vote.
Yeah, that's Gloria from Mayflower, Arkansas. Gloria, that's actually some really good advice. By the way, Gloria left us a shout-out. You say, how do you do that? Well, okay, it's very simple. We've been encouraging you, because a lot of radio stations do not carry this show, so we encourage you to download our free app. You'll be able to listen to the Todd Stern Show wherever you are in America. And you'll also be able to listen to some other great conservative talk radio hosts. All you have to do is go to toddstearns.com. You'll see the app button at the top of the page. When you click on that, you download the app. It takes like 10 seconds. When you download the app, you'll notice that one of the functions, you'll actually be able to leave us a shout out. And that's exactly what Gloria did. A lot of folks don't have time to wait on hold, and so they do what Gloria did. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Manny, who is a truck driver, joining us today. Hi, Manny. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
Good.
Wonderful show. I just wanted to say a couple of things. You know, these politicians, as you know, Obamacare was passed. You know, and the person that made that happen, you know, made you wonder, right? So-called conservative and all that. Anyway, what I wanted to say is, you know, I'm a professional truck driver, okay? Been doing this for 40 years. The rules, some of the standards are worth held to. Random drug testing, that should be done to every member of Congress, in my opinion. Because of the things they come up with, the way they vote, and also when they're in session, as it's called, they can lie, they can say whatever, and there's zero accountability, you know? You know, Obamacare passed because of that. You know, it didn't apply. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Obamacare, did that apply to them or any other people in D.C.?
That is correct. Congress is exempt from Obamacare coverage. You are correct there.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. They need to be held to the same standard, left, right, up and down, whatever the heck they want to call themselves. It doesn't matter. They're no better than we are. We're the ones paying the taxes. Hell, I'm 65. I'm still working because, hell, I can't retire. And I know there's a lot of people out there. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, 11 years, okay? And I know there's a lot of my brothers and sisters out there. Some of them worse off than I am because of PTSD and other things. Yet, in the previous 4 years, billions and billions of dollars went to all this stuff that we're finding out now. And there's still zero accountability for the people that made that happen. If they're not held accountable, and, you know, this push on the left, it's going to become real. It's going to become reality.
Well,
we have
it's
President Trump up there, sir.
Yeah.
We have President Trump up there, and he can make this happen. He is not getting the support. You correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, he's getting the support on some stuff, but not all. Of course, you know, the Republicans in the Senate shot down the tariffs, so that's a big problem. I see what you're saying, and we've been talking about this for quite a while. There is something very bad happening with the economy. Nobody wants to talk about it, but it's impacting every conservative young person as well as every liberal young person. That entire generation, Manny, and to your point, I think it's also impacting a lot of other folks, working class people who maybe want to retire, but they can't retire. But this younger generation, they're not even able to start living that American dream yet. And that's the problem. And to a person, all of them are saying it's the economy.
Well, I say it's, you know, the House passes legislation, right? The Senate approves it. This is where the problem is. And it's been like this for some 30 years, 40 years or longer, you know. These people go in there and they're taken out in a pine box. There should be, in my opinion, there has to be, that has to be, just like the president, 2-4-year terms, you have to have that in the House. I know a lot, but if you had fresh people going in there every 8 years, and then we wouldn't have this mess that we have, you know?
So no more lifetime appointments, Manny, is what you're saying. Manny, I've got to run, my friend. We're super late for a break. God bless you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for the hard work you're doing out on the roadways and to keep it between the ditches, as they say. He mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Before taking office in 2021, this is according to Newsweek, before she took office, she was worth about $700,000. Now worth roughly $22 million. This is according to Newsweek's reporting. In response to those reports, Marjorie Taylor Greene said, you all can go to hell. She says, I'm unapologetically America first. All right, MTG, living the American dream. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ray Solano with your Healthy Choices Minute, sponsored by PD Labs Pharmacy. Recently, you've heard about the possible dangers of acetaminophen or Tylenol for young children and pregnant mothers. Social media sites have recommended common sense remedies for mild fever that include homeopathy and select herbs that work without side effects. Tylenol is metabolized by the liver and depletes your most potent antioxidant, glutathione, your force field against invaders. Did you know 3 or more alcoholic drinks in Tylenol can cause liver damage? Moms have been giving us first aid since the beginning of time, and now an online group called Crunchy Moms are offering simple options for fever that really work. PD Labs Pharmacy has a team of skilled clinical pharmacists trained in natural medicine, as well as traditional pharmaceuticals like leucovorin for autism and ivermectin for infections. Call us today at 888-909-0110 or pdlabsrx.com and experience a new era in healthcare. pdlabsrx.com. Remember, you have a choice in healthcare.
Well, this isn't good. Jay Jones, the guy who fantasizes about killing Republicans and killing their children. So he got caught on video trying to kick somebody's dog. This is brutal. Meanwhile, in New York City, Elon Musk now posting a photograph of an actual New York City ballot. And he says this is all a scam. Turns out no ID is required. Other mayoral candidates appear twice on the ballot, and Cuomo's name is dead last in the bottom right-hand corner. This is New York City is so screwed. Let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good buddy Josh Jones. Hey, Josh, is it true that you have evacuated yourself to Jekyll Island? Can you confirm that?
That is correct, Todd. I'm at Jekyll Island down in Georgia.
Good for you. All right, now our good buddy Joe from LLJ likes to hang out at Sea Island. He's always going on about how beautiful the Georgia coast is there. How is Jekyll Island treating you?
It's been super nice. The place is staying super great. The big win, frankly, is the weather. Because I'm here for an annual event that I go to, and previous years it's always been somewhere cold, so it's nice to mix it up and have somewhere that's warm for a change.
Oh, very nice. Well, let's talk about Virginia politics, and you know everybody in Virginia. So what's your take here? I know the final polling came out, and it does not look good for the Republicans. How do you think things are going to shake out today?
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, votes decide who wins, not polls. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, to be frank, in the reality of the situation, Democrats have the momentum heading into Election Day. Does that mean they're going to win? We'll see. We'll know later tonight. But also, too, this is the first, and we saw this back here in 2017, whenever Trump was first elected in 2016, 2017 kind of being a blue wave year as a backlash against Trump winning the presidency. I think there's a chance we're on course to see that again, because it's the curse of the Potomac is what we call it in Virginia. Whichever party wins the White House the year afterwards, the opposite party wins the Virginia races. So we'll see what happens. Regardless, if you're in Virginia, also make sure you get out to vote. But, yeah, it'll be an interesting night.
Yeah, this it's just shocking, though. You've got a guy like Jay Jones, and you would think that his political career would have been over once those text messages came out. But in some polls, he's actually leading the incumbent.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I think that's a testament, too, to just how divisive our politics have gotten. Because, not that I would know personally, but, like, if you went back 20 years ago and a scandal like that came out, that would be career-ending. You wouldn't have a job, let alone a political career. But now that happens, and you're still leading in the polls, or at least tied in the polls, is absolutely insanity.
So let's talk about afterwards, because, you know, if the Republicans go down and defeat in Virginia, I think there has to be a post-mortem here. What would you say that the Republicans need to do a better job of doing?
Look, at the end of the day, when it comes to the midterms, everything's going to go back to affordability and cost of living. That's the biggest issue facing most families across the country right now, regardless of your state. I mean, obviously, we're a big country, and people in Texas are facing different issues than people in New York. But across the board, affordability and cost of living is the biggest thing. And I think you'll see this play out in the New York mayor's race today. And again, not an endorsement or anything to that measure, but Zohran Mamdani has been very clear. His entire messaging on this entire campaign has been affordability, 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 and he stayed on that message. I think it's worked really well for him. Again, don't agree with the guy, but I think that's the issue that voters care about right now. And if, depending on how tonight goes, if he does, in fact, win Virginia Democrats prevail tonight, then I think that's the message, or at least that's the core issue heading into 2026.
Look, you're a young guy. You're in your mid-20s. What are people in your age group, your friend group, are they struggling financially?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The cost of living just in general, whether it's, you know, housing, whether you rent or own, you know, even just insurance. I just paid my car insurance recently, and that's, you know, another good chunk of money out of my bank account. And so on and so forth. Everybody coming out of college and kind of my friend group area, that's all anybody's really concerned about. Also, there's other issues mixed in there that kind of pop up from time to time, but the most consistent one is most definitely affordability.
And the issue is all of these economic problems have been caused by the economic policies of the previous administration, but nobody's making that argument. It's just bizarre. Sorry, I'm eating a Dr. Pepper jelly bean. My apologies. Got stuck in my teeth. I blame you, Wyatt Cox, from the Nevada Talk Radio Network. Anyway, but again, it's just so frustrating for me because the Republicans, and hear me on this, optics, okay? It's optics. You've got President Trump down at Mar-a-Lago, and I do not fault the president at all here, but you're hosting a great Gatsby-themed Halloween party with beautiful women dancing in giant champagne glasses. And you've got young conservatives that are not able to pay their bills. I just don't think that it's sending the wrong message.
Agreed. Yeah. Regardless of, you know, the actual policy here, because like you said, previous administration had runaway spending, which caused the inflation that we have today, or at least had over the previous couple of years, which rose costs across the board. And also, there's plenty of Republicans in Congress who voted for that spending, too, that need to be held accountable, but that's beyond the point. Optics is everything in messaging, and particularly right now, truly affordability and cost of living are the number one issue. Regardless of if your policies are working to fix that, if you're not acting a certain type of way in the media market, people aren't going to buy your message. And that's just the reality of the situation that we live in. You know, 2025, everything's online. Everything's going to get reported. So you have to be careful.
I think for me, the issue is going to be this. Voter turnout, how many of those young voters who traditionally do not turn out for the vote, how many of them are actually turning out. And if they've got big numbers, I think we've got problems in the midterms.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, also, if you go back to Trump's election 2024, he did very well with young men in particular, but young people in general. And I think his message resonated with him because, frankly, Donald Trump comes across as a real person rather than a, you know, a polished politician. And I think that's what won a lot of them over, amongst many other things, of course, but, you know, that being included. So I think going into 2026, they need to return to a message of that's going to resonate with everyday Americans. Like, at the end of the day, you can talk about tariffs, for example, all you want, but most people don't actually see the impacts of tariffs directly, so they don't know what to associate that with. You have to really boil it down and make this a grassroots message so it gets across in the media market.
All right, Josh, we're going to let you get back to it. Appreciate you calling in on your somewhat pseudo-vacation. That's commitment.
Of course. Of course. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy. Bring us back a souvenir. Actually, I was serious about that, Josh. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'll bring something back.
You know, like one of those spoons. Did your grandmother ever, I'm sorry, I'm bringing up the spoon story again. Did your grandmother, you know, like have like a spoon collection from like, you know, like various vacation spots?
She might have. I don't know. I've never personally seen them. They very well could exist somewhere, but I've not personally seen them.
It's like a huge thing. Like if you were am I the only person whose family did this where you would collect spoons from like if you went to Pensacola or Myrtle Beach or, you know, Atlantic City, New Jersey, you'd come back with Dylan's looking at me like I'm an idiot, with a vacation-themed spoon.
Can't say I've seen that before. I believe you.
Josh, I don't believe that you believe me. Goodbye, Josh. Enjoy. All right. Wow. Is that just me? Dylan, do you remember the vacation spoons?
Okay.
You don't.
I went to New York like recently in January, and they had this like little pop-up shop where they were selling like vacation spoon rings. Okay, they were making rings out of the spoon. They would like take the end of it and like, you know, curve it around your finger. I actually have one on right now.
No, that's not what it is. But that's like desecrating the vacation spoon.
Yeah, but it was once a spoon. So it's a Gatlinburg themed. It was pretty cool. So maybe I know what you're talking about.
Grandparents on the other side of the aisle, they went to England and they rode the Queen Elizabeth over there. You know, this was many, many years ago. And when they came back, you know what I got? I got the coolest ink pen, and it had like the boat in water in the middle of the ink pen.
That's really cool.
And you could, you know, play with it for hours.
Yeah.
All sorts of great fun.
Man. Wait, so these are the spoons that are like themed? They're like engraved with the place that they're from?
Somebody in our audience has to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, give us a call, 901-260-5926. I do want to go to Jerry in Little Rock. He's been holding on for 5 hours. Jerry, sorry about that.
Good morning, sir. It's always a pleasure. Or good afternoon. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Indeed. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, I remember the spoons, by the way. But under the category of what could we have done differently in New York City, it got like a preliminary question. And then preliminary question, do you think that a Trump endorsement of Cuomo will help or hurt in the long run?
Yeah, you got me on that. I just think it hurts all the way around. But honestly, it certainly hurts Sliwa. But Sliwa was polling at 14%. There's just no way. If every Republican in New York City went out and voted, that's like 600,000 votes. But it's just impossible. It's not going to happen. So I'm not sure. I don't think Trump's endorsement really does anything. However, when you look at the most recent polling, Cuomo is within 4 or 5 points. So you could get enough. If you get enough Republicans, you know, voting for Cuomo, maybe, just maybe, there's a fighting chance. But I don't think so.
I like to think that there's a chance, but I've really kind of given up in my mind. But it occurred to me about a week ago that perhaps if DJT had approached Lee Zeldin around the beginning of October and said, look, you're doing a great job at the EPA, but I need to ask for your resignation so you can go save New York City.
I think that would have been a brilliant move.
Wow, brilliant. Oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah. No, I think he would have been the perfect candidate. He really would have. But
okay, this part's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but if they had done the Lee Zeldin thing, do you think he could have even done better if they faked the big feud?
Well,
fired him?
Maybe.
And labeled him a low-IQ loser?
Well, you never know. You never know. Jerry, thanks. I mean, look, the best-case scenario, you've got to provide security for your interns in the mayor's office. I mean, that's ultimately the best case scenario. Man, I am down. Dylan, it's like crack cocaine.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
I'm sorry. You should have said something.
No, they're good. I mean, they're really good. They're really sweet.
They're addictive.
So he sent you the jelly beans and the peeps. The peeps are gone.
Mm.
And, I mean, jelly beans, they taste a little bit better.
I got the Jelly Belly, yeah, Dr. Jelly Pepper belly. Flavor.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Good stuff. All right. We're going to take a break. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. They're sitting here, and I'm like, I got to have a jelly bean. We're going right back to your phone calls. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ray Solano with your Healthy Choices Minute, sponsored by PD Labs Pharmacy. Recently, you've heard about the possible dangers of acetaminophen or Tylenol for young children and pregnant mothers. Social media sites have recommended common sense remedies for mild fever that include homeopathy and select herbs that work without side effects. Tylenol is metabolized by the liver and depletes your most potent antioxidant, glutathione, your force field against invaders. Did you know three or more alcoholic drinks in Tylenol can cause liver damage? Moms have been giving us first aid since the beginning of time, and now an online group called Crunchy Moms are offering simple options for fever that really work. PD Labs Pharmacy has a team of skilled clinical pharmacists trained in natural medicine, as well as traditional pharmaceuticals like leucovorin for autism and ivermectin for infections. Call us today at 888-909-0110 or pdlabsrx.com and experience a new era in healthcare. pdlabsrx.com. Remember, you have a choice in healthcare.
All right, Thursday, I'll be the master of ceremonies at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, their big gathering in Florida. And then Sunday, I'll be speaking at a gathering at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, then back. I think that is officially, Dylan, the last of the Todd Stern's, this massive tour for the year.
Might have to be.
I mean,
the airport shut down.
I know, right? Mm. I'm thinking about driving, though.
Yeah, I would not be jealous if you were flying, but yeah. You should drive.
I'm only concerned about the Orlando leg of it. I mean, again, I personally was planning, if it was just Texas, I'd just drive over.
Right.
I don't know. Make a stop at Buc-ee's.
Yeah, you have to.
The problem is at the College of the Ozarks, it was like I went grocery shopping over there. I have like huge, like pounds of like flour and corn meal in my Cadillac.
Self-sustained.
Yeah, just get a couple of pounds of brisket. I'll be good to go. Mm. Let's go to Bill in High Point, North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate. Bill, help me out here on the spoons. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Now, Todd, when I'm a bit older than you, so anyway, back in the day when there was such a thing as print media, you actually got a Sunday newspaper, there was always an included item called the Parade Magazine.
Oh yes,
and you get to the back of the Parade Magazine, they had, you could buy thimbles, spoons, all kinds of things that covered all of these areas, you know, from vacation spots and all that kind of stuff. And one of my favorites was whenever you'd always buy the 5 Lincoln set pennies for $1. That's a good deal.
wait, you're getting how many pennies for $1?
You got like 5 pennies. One was a Steely from 1942 and 43, the original wheat on the back. It was just one of those funny things. They go, yeah, send us $1 and we'll send you 5 pennies in return.
Wow. So So
it was
my
full of all kinds of stuff like that.
So my grandma had like a little thing in her kitchen. It was like on the wall, and you mounted the the vacation, the souvenir spoons.
Yes.
Wow.
They had that for the thimbles as well.
They have thimbles too?
Thimbles, yes. They had all kinds of little places from on the thimbles,
Oh, wow. Here they are. I'm actually Googling this as we're chatting here. Yeah. Oh, wow. I think I like the thimbles more so than the spoons.
Yes, they are. They were very, very well done by the little Chinese and Japanese people that had the hands to do it, but they look very nice.
I think that may have been racist. I don't know.
No, Todd. May I add one other thing real quick here, Todd?
Okay, go ahead.
I think I have the solution for this SNAP problem. And it's going to be called SNAP 2.0. And that's when people are going to realize, oh, snap, I ain't got no food. I better go get a job. Have a good day, Todd. Love you, brother. Love you.
Bill, thank you. Wow. Bill from High Point, North Carolina. I didn't know where he was going with that. Dylan, I got to be honest with you.
No.
I didn't know.
That was very clever. Oh, snap.
Wow. So they're also thimbles. I had no idea. There you go. You learn something new every day on the Todd Stern Show. I know we've got Charles hanging on, but Charles is going to need more than 90 seconds to talk. So, Charles, hang tight. By the way, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926, and we're going to be taking your calls in the next hour as well. Harry Hurley joins us. Also, Patriot Talk's going to drop by, and even our good buddy Steve Gill. A lot going on today, Election Day across America. Here's the deal. All you Republicans in Virginia, you get out there and you vote, you win today. I mean, it's really that simple. All you Republicans in New Jersey, you get out and you vote en masse today, you win today. That's how simple this is. New York City, well, get yourself a bagel and a schmear. It's going to be a long day. But the rest of you across the country, things are not looking desperate. All right, so just get out there and do your job. All right, got to take a break. I made him take away the jelly beans, but I think I may need them back. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up next.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ray Solano with your Healthy Choices Minute, sponsored by PD Labs Pharmacy. Recently, you've heard about the possible dangers of acetaminophen or Tylenol for young children and pregnant mothers. Social media sites have recommended common sense remedies for mild fever that include homeopathy and select herbs that work without side effects. Tylenol is metabolized by the liver and depletes your most potent antioxidant, glutathione, your force field against invaders. Did you know 3 or more alcoholic drinks in Tylenol can cause liver damage? Moms have been giving us first aid since the beginning of time, and now an online group called Crunchy Moms are offering simple options for fever that really work. PD Labs Pharmacy has a team of skilled clinical pharmacists trained in natural medicine, as well as traditional pharmaceuticals like leucovorin for autism and ivermectin for infections. Call us today at 888-909-0110 or pdlabsrx.com and experience a new era in healthcare. pdlabsrx.com. Remember, you have a choice in healthcare.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh,
yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. We've got a lot of people wanting to weigh in. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls. Charles in North Carolina. Charlene in Ohio. Richard in Tennessee, but right now I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. The most famous person I know, actually, is Harry Hurley, the host of Hurley in the Mornings on WPG Radio, Atlantic City, New Jersey. The guy's got his own street named after him. That's how cool he is. Harry, hope you're doing well today.
Happy Election Day, Todd. What a day.
You know, it is a day. Harry, before we get started, I've got to ask you a question. We've been having this raging conversation about souvenir spoons. Do you guys still have those in Atlantic City?
Yeah, if you go to a Boardwalk store, you will see the souvenir spoons, very collectible, and that's just something that people like. Nice little thing.
Oh, I like that. See, I think the staff thought I was out of my mind.
Oh, no. No, they would be Atlantic City with logos and, you know, other things like seashells and the ocean. And, yeah, very, very nice.
By the way, you know, Miss Cassie, the call screener, is a Jersey girl. And
I understand. We had a nice conversation.
And I told her that I only eat saltwater taffy from New Jersey. That nothing else will do. It has to be from Jersey. She went back home. And she brought back some of the saltwater taffy. Good stuff.
Nothing but the best for Todd.
And, well, you know, it is what it is. It's the small pleasures in life, Harry Hurley. Look, Election Day, my friend. And we heard there have been some shenanigans, what the bomb threats at some of the red districts around Jersey. How are things going so far? What are you hearing?
Well, it's crazy. You know, what everybody sees going on nationally with these crazy socialist Democrats, a.k.a. communists. They, remember, Todd, we're making progress. They cop now to being socialist Democrats, so we're getting there. They used to deny being liberal. Then they, of course, you couldn't say that they were socialists. Now they'll add Democrat socialists, and they'll take that. And now it's full-blown communism. It's terrible. I just got off the phone minutes before the Todd Starnes Show, this hour of the Todd Starnes Show, because I wanted to get an update from the sheriff and the undersheriff of Atlantic County. They're in Atlantic City right now. It is an absolute circus, is what I'm being told. You know, you take one of these letters that shut down a school district in New Jersey, and it read as follows. It is for political purposes. Evacuate voting location until it is discovered, meaning the bomb. I do not want your effing school children to find it first and go boom, exclamation point. If this misfortune happens, do not sob for media cameras because it's your gamble. This was an email sent to a school executive in the Toms River Regional School District in New Jersey. Todd, it is a freak show. Our country is broken. I mean, the behavior, there's no limitations. It is just absolute just bedlam. So it's not peaceful anymore. You used to be able to just go vote and be left alone. Now there are people in Atlantic City, for example, they want to bully their way and walk into the voting booth with you and say that they're assisting you. You need help with assisting you to cast your ballot. It's crazy what's going on. I'm not exaggerating.
Harry, we've been looking at early voting numbers, and certainly the Democrats have the advantage. Is that normal? Is that normally how you see the voting go in New Jersey?
Yeah, regretfully, because I want Republicans to do better at this. But if they're only voters that would be voting on Election Day anyhow, then it really isn't that big a deal. The vote-by-mail, Democrats have dominated in New Jersey and elsewhere in the country. I'll give you an exact, for instance. 2021, Governor Phil Murphy, who's a good man, bad policies, good man, running for re-election against my friend Jack Cittarelli and yours. Jack Cittarelli is losing by about 250,000 votes on Election Day, powered by the early voting that takes place by mail and then the in-person early voting that takes place the 9 days before the election. Cittarelli is about the same, maybe a slightly more, maybe in the 270 range, meaning 270,000 votes that he trailed at 6 a.m. this morning. He made up over 200,000 on Election Day 4 years ago. He's much better known. He was supported this time by so many people that did not think he could win the last time. He's going to win today, but they have to do it powering it on Election Day, which we shouldn't rely on that, Todd. We've got to get better. Republicans have to be better at being closer prior to Election Day itself.
Yeah, this is at this point, you just have to get out the vote. And I think if you get out the vote, and of course the undecideds, that's going to be an interesting bunch to figure out. It's going to be close, and it may be one of these where we may not know the results maybe until late into the night.
well, we didn't know the results last election cycle 4 years ago, even running against an incumbent who was pretty popular with his own party. This particular Democrat, nobody knows. She didn't really run a good campaign at all. Chitterelli ran a great campaign. We may not know tonight, but I'm confident that Chitterelli, you mentioned we don't know about the undecideds. Well, we do. Undecideds break. If you're undecided today, you're voting for change. Chitterelli represents change. Mikey Sherrill represents more of the same. So Jack will win the vast majority of undecided. Some will break to the Democrat, but the vast majority will go to Chitterelli. He'll pick up over 300,000 net gain votes today, and he will be the next governor.
Harry Hurley, WPG Radio in Atlantic City, New Jersey, joining us. It has the state of New Jersey. You guys have only had, what, one Republican governor in 23 years. That would be Chris Christie. What is this election about? Is it about Donald Trump? Is it about more local issues?
Good question. The Democrats are making it only about Trump because Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat nominee, all she has said is that I can fly a helicopter and I was a prosecutor, vote for me. She has no answers to any of the pressing questions, energy costs, taxes, stopping the flight of people leaving from New Jersey to Florida, to South Carolina, to Tennessee, and other places where there's free market capitalism and just overall freedom. So definitely taxes are an issue, and energy costs, because the decision of state government, instead of being what we were, which was a net energy exporter, we had all the electricity we needed that we were able to export electricity. We are now buying it from Canada at some of the highest rates in our history. So there's a lot that has to be fixed.
Wow. Meanwhile, in New York City, man, Harry, it's insane.
It's a shame there's not two more weeks, because in the Atlas poll that was released this morning, Todd, I'm sure you know about it, Cuomo in a head-to-head race against Mamdani is up 44-40. He would beat him head-to-head. Now, they had, look at this, 4 years ago, they had 168,000 early votes. They have more than 750,000 early votes this year. Staggering difference. Mamdani, unfortunately, I hate to say this on the Todd Starnes Show, is going to be the next mayor, but it did not have to be this way. However, he will be a great gift for the midterm elections.
No doubt about that. I will say it's also a lesson for Republicans. I don't understand the Sliwa, how he got the nomination. You know, the Republican Party in New York, there has to be fresh blood there. And if they can't get it together, and this is really a lesson for Republicans everywhere, you've got to have electable candidates. And, yeah. I mean, you're polling 14%. There's no way.
No, but yet you spoil it, and then Mamdani, who will not be a majority winner, will be a plurality winner. Curtis is a friend. He's a good man. He should have got out of this race. You know you can't win, you don't stay in there and allow something like Zohran Mamdani to happen. You know New York, Todd, better than anybody listening, and you worked there and lived there for years. You know it. It doesn't even resemble the New York City that you used to know.
Yeah, no, you're right. I go back periodically for the Newsmax show, and it's just not the same. Not the same. Well, it's going to be a long night. I know you guys have a lot to talk about. Any other races? Any other bellwethers that we ought to be looking at besides the governor's race in New Jersey?
Well, the state legislative races, Chitterelli has great coattails when he runs. Look for Republicans to pick up net gains, not enough to take the majority of either the lower chamber, which is called the Assembly, or the upper chamber called the state Senate, but Republicans will pick up. And if they look at this as maybe a 2 or 3 election cycle plan, instead of being out of power for 25 years where they are now, you could get back into power in 8 to 12 years. They've got to get serious about winning these seats, because the Democrat rule of New Jersey has not not been good. By the way, if Mikey Sherrill wins tonight, it will be the first time since 1961 that one political party has won three straight gubernatorial elections. I didn't want to challenge the 23-year thing, but Republicans do win with regularity. Chris Christie won twice. Christy Whitman won twice. Tom Kaine won twice. Cittarelli has come very, very close, which means you usually win the next time. New Jersey voters, Todd, for governor, not for U.S. Senate, that's been 60 years, but for governor, every 4 to 8 years, New Jersey voters switch to the other side with regularity.
All right. We're going to be watching, Harry. Always appreciate your great analysis. Everything going well at the radio station?
Going great. I don't know. Your KWAM is just a blowtorch. By the way, Virginia is not going to be a good night tonight.
No.
And I'll tell you what, if Jay Jones wins over Mayorkas, then we know we are living in a bizarro world.
Yeah. No doubt about that, my friend. No doubt about
good.
That. All right.
Good to be with you, Tom.
Harry, always good hearing from you. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Good man right there, Harry Hurley, WPG Radio. All right, let's go to Youngstown, Ohio. Charlene listening to us on 97.7 FM. Charlene, talk to me about vacation spoons.
Well, I help take care of my aunt and uncle who are 87 years old. And over the years, my aunt used to have a lot of decorations on the walls. And about 10 years ago, she took most of it down. But the rack of vacation spoons is still hanging in the kitchen.
Is that right?
Yep.
I love it. Yeah, it's like a wooden board, and you just hang up the spoons.
Yep, there's probably about 50 spoons hanging on it. Still there.
Wow.
One of the very few decorations that stayed in the kitchen.
You know, it's going to be a fair family heirloom, right? You pass it down. What are we laughing at? I think that's a cool thing. All right. Well, Charlene, thank you for that trip down memory lane there. And, yeah, you can get some really nice display cases for your spoons. Okay, I feel like I'm an old person talking about this now. We got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Charles in North Carolina, hang tight. We're getting to you. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ray Solano with your Healthy Choices Minute, sponsored by PD Labs Pharmacy. Recently, you've heard about the possible dangers of acetaminophen or Tylenol for young children and pregnant mothers. Social media sites have recommended common sense remedies for mild fever that include homeopathy and select herbs that work without side effects. Tylenol is metabolized by the liver and depletes your most potent antioxidant, glutathione, your force field against invaders. Did you know three or more alcoholic drinks in Tylenol can cause liver damage? Moms have been giving us first aid since the beginning of time, and now an online group called Crunchy Moms are offering simple options for fever that really work. PD Labs Pharmacy has a team of skilled clinical pharmacists trained in natural medicine, as well as traditional pharmaceuticals like leucovorin for autism and ivermectin for infections. Call us today at 888-909-0110 or pdlabsrx.com and experience a new era in healthcare. pdlabsrx.com. Remember, you have a choice in healthcare.
All right, let's go to Ely, Nevada. K-E-L-Y is our great affiliate out there. Lucky is on the line. Hi, Lucky. What's going on today?
I am so excited that you talked about these spoons. My grandmother left me spoons that were from Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach. She couldn't afford to take us out of the country, but she could afford to pile us in the car and drive us from one state to another state for a little vacation. And we enjoyed ourselves, just swimming in the water or whatever we did, playing volleyball and the old-fashioned things. But, I mean, these spoons, to me, are like a collector's item to pass on to my grandchildren and say, we traveled all over the state.
Lucky, I completely agree with you. See, that's how I treat them, as collector's items. And I know Miss Cassie, who answers the phones here, she collects magnets, you know. So a lot of, they have the souvenir magnets. And I remember back, my mom had one of those. This is back in the 70s, Lucky. You may remember this. They had you either had the mustard yellow or the olive green kitchens, right? And mom was olive green, and we had like a big old magnet of the state of Florida on the refrigerator from our trip down to Panama City.
Oh yes, yes, and we had wallpaper. That was the biggest thing, you know, is to have wallpaper. The hardest thing to put up. I remember my grandmother getting her hand stuck, and everybody said, "Oh, we got the wallpaper up," but the hand was stuck behind the wall.
And that's great.
To take it all down after we did such a good job of wallpaper resort.
I love that. Well, Lucky, thank you for calling in, and thanks for letting us go down memory lane with you.
I was going to thank you for taking me down memory lane. I feel young at 74, so don't worry about you telling your age.
Oh, you're a spring chicken. You're a spring chicken.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Lucky. All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Now, great lady out there in Ely, Nevada. All right, let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Charles. We're meandering a bit. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Well, I wanted to talk about what you were mentioning earlier about these young people, young conservatives that are just having so much economic hardship. And I'm hearing the same thing from a lot of people here in North Carolina, a lot of young people that are Republican, just how they're struggling. And, you know, this guy, Mamdani, he's asking a lot of the right questions. He just has all the wrong answers. And unfortunately, the Republican Party and Republican leadership is not doing a very good job of, you know, identifying specifically what they're going to do to help these young people. And just calling somebody a socialist or communist, that's not going to do it, because most people, I don't think they don't know what that means.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't even know what it means. That's right. Yeah. But, you know, when's the last time, you know, when a young person, just in the last 5 years, the average price of a house has gone to, what, $450,000? And kids can't afford houses. They can't afford health care. They can't afford their student loan payments that they're making. You know, when's the last time a Republican politician said, hey, you know, one reason houses have gone up so much in price, or your health care has gone up so much? What do you think is going to happen when you let 15 million people come into this country illegally in 4 years? Supply and demand is going to cause prices to go up for food, for health care, for housing, everything. And you want to reverse that? Kick them out. They got to be deported. Or how about Obamacare? The reason that health care is so expensive is it's because you got the government involved in it going back, you know, when the inception of Obamacare. And Marjorie Taylor Greene's right, Todd. Unfortunately, the Republicans are not offering an alternative to Obamacare, which blows my mind that they're not coming up.
We never have. We never have, because they never intended to. And that's the problem there. Charles, I got to leave it there, my friend. But you've given us a lot to think about. And again, my heart is hurting for the young people of America. And we have got to lay it out to them and explain to them exactly why they're in the economic position they're in. Charles, good to hear from you. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ray Solano with your Healthy Choices Minute, sponsored by PD Labs Pharmacy. Recently, you've heard about the possible dangers of acetaminophen or Tylenol for young children and pregnant mothers. Social media sites have recommended common sense remedies for mild fever that include homeopathy and select herbs that work without side effects. Tylenol is metabolized by the liver and depletes your most potent antioxidant, glutathione, your force field against invaders. Did you know 3 or more alcoholic drinks in Tylenol can cause liver damage? Moms have been giving us first aid since the beginning of time, and now an online group called Crunchy Moms are offering simple options for fever that really work. PD Labs Pharmacy has a team of skilled clinical pharmacists trained in natural medicine, as well as traditional pharmaceuticals like leucovorin for autism and ivermectin for infections. Call us today at 888-909-0110 or pdlabsrx.com and experience a new era in healthcare. pdlabsrx.com. Remember, you have a choice in healthcare.
All right, over the weekend, I was honored to be the master of ceremonies at the National Association for Christian Lawmakers. We had a great time in Branson, Missouri. Also, honored because I got to give the big plug for Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and that went over incredibly well. And we just had a great time sharing about the vision and the message of Patriot Mobile. And I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line to say hello to Daniel Buck, who is the Vice President of Strategic Partners, and we're proud to be one of those strategic partners. Daniel, hope you're doing good today.
Doing great. Thank you, Todd. How exciting that you were there in Branson this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. So I was the MC. My job was to keep the trains running on time, and Danielle, I had a room full of preachers and politicians, so I lost
quite
the day.
Task.
Yeah, 10 minutes in, it was over. No, it
That's
was
funny.
It was a lot of fun, though, and what a blessing to be able to fellowship with so many good Christian lawmakers.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why Patriot Mobile supports NACL. And, you know, what Jason Rapert started and what he does is just so incredible. And we need more Christian lawmakers that have those really strong backbones, right? And that are doing the hard, very hard work. And so, you know, it's such an honor to be able to sponsor that event. We've done it now multiple years in a row. And it's one of those things where, like, I know many of our Patriot Mobile members are like, I'm so glad you support them. So it's so fun.
You know, it was interesting. I was speaking at West Coast Baptist College back in September and had a couple of fellows come up and they said, Mr. Starnes, you know, we get to handle the Patriot Mobile, the customer service lines. And they actually had talked to some of our listeners to get them set up with Patriot Mobile. And, you know, that's another cool thing that you guys are doing, partnering with Christian schools. So that these young people are getting jobs, but also you guys are getting great customer service from these kids.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite partnerships that we started with West Coast Baptist College because it is. It's these students who love Jesus and who are going to either go into the mission field or go become pastors, or some of them end up not working in that profession, but most do. And they get to work with us and just, yeah, help everyday people who are probably listening right now while they're drive or work. And just help them, whether they're traveling abroad or they're adding a 16-year-old, needs a new iPhone or whatever it is, you know, our customers, which are also everyday Americans, but to be able to just be a smiling, happy, confident voice on the other side of the line that's also willing to, like, stop and say, hey, do you need me to pray with you today? Like, sounds like, is everything going okay? Like, the fact that you have people that genuinely care, that's who Patriot Mobile is, from the very top all the way to the bottom, of people that are just answering our phones. And so it is such an honor to get to work for America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, but really phones are just the vehicle, right? Like, because every one of us uses it. I'm sitting here talking to you on a phone. And so it is our livelihood and it's something that we need. And now what we get to do, which is so cool, is just to take the profit away from these horribly woke companies and put it in the hands of Bible-believing Christians that are out there doing the amazing work of fighting for our freedoms every day, you know, and it's just amazing to get to hear about these partnerships and get to meet our customers. And we're trying to grow. I mean, I'm sure there are listeners who are like, well, I've heard about you guys, but it takes time. It takes 20 minutes, Todd. That's it. It takes 20 minutes for people to call and get switched on Patriot Mobile. And we really have tried to overcome any barrier that people might have to entry, right? Like, you're like, well, I have to pay off an iPhone for my daughter. Okay, no problem. We have a contract buyout program. We'll give you a $500 credit on your Patriot Mobile account if you pay off your device and immediately switch to Patriot Mobile. I mean, we really try. Not only do we also sell phones, we don't make money on phones, but we sell them. But we try to see those hurdles and try to overcome them. Not only that, we have all three networks. I'm sure you know that because you've been talking about us for a while. But most people are thinking, oh, you guys are on some sub-networks. My phone's not going to work. My whole entire business comes off my phone. Well, that's just exactly that. It's the opposite. We actually can provide better coverage because we can actually give you two different networks on one phone. You heard that right. Two different mainstream major networks across this country on one phone. And the second line is only $15 a month extra. So for people that travel for business, it's been a game changer for my husband, who's in real estate, because he travels so much down here in Texas. And there's parts of rural areas specifically where like only one networks really work. And so it has been so such an amazing thing to be able to offer that to our customers, truly premier service with Patriot Mobile, and you get to support things that align with your values.
And today, folks, if you sign up, you're going to get a free month of service at patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. I mentioned my name, T-O-D-D, as the promo code, and you're going to get a free month of service with Patriot Mobile. And I know, Danielle, a lot of people say, well, really, are they really that supportive of the values that I care about? Like, you know, for example, the Second Amendment. I mean, you guys were literally, I was one of the keynote speakers at the Gun Owners of America convention, and you guys were literally set up right across from my book signing. So
that's right.
You guys are there at all these events.
We are there. We are there at, you know, for your Second Amendment. I literally was actually not just at that GOA convention in August, but we did the Double D Foundation, which helps shooting sports. This week, actually tomorrow, we have some of our team heading to work with an organization called Warrior Rising, which supports our veterans post when they get out to actually help them become entrepreneurs and give them seed money to start that business. And just because a lot of veterans don't fit in the traditional corporate America world. And so being able to support veterans who are trying to, who have served our country so sacrificially and now are trying to create, you know, their next life here back home and provide for their families. So it really is, we're the real deal. I mean, I think there's about 40 partner organizations that I get to personally work with, and I get to hear the stories of how just our financial investment and partnership and sharing about their mission is actually truly changing what they're able to do and serve. I mean, yesterday I was at an event with Council for Life, which is a huge pro-life group, and they actually fund this amazing mission here. And it's just one of those things where, like, I cried and I had tears in my eyes listening to one of our donor recipients, if you would, come up to me and just say, thank you. Patriot Mobile's gift meant the world. And so to know that, like, we are funding life with our cell phone. We are funding veterans with our cell phones. We're funding supporting our Second Amendment with your cell phone. And you can do all that at Patriot Mobile. I mean, how amazing is that, right?
I just think it's a wonderful thing, Danielle. And again, it's like a lot of radio shows, they stay in the studio, they don't get out, and they don't go traveling around. But we like to do that, and we love to meet our listeners. And you guys are the same way. You're out there. You love to meet customers. You love to meet fellow patriots, and I just have great respect. You guys always have the coolest booth. I don't know how you guys make that happen, but you've got a great team over there.
We do. We have a fantastic team, and you know, we're always trying to improve and be better, because I know that obviously that honors the Lord by doing all things with excellence. And so you know, being a Christian company is in each of our DNA, if you would, like even if as individuals, for whether it's a business, whether it's speaking, sponsoring an event, or just how we even partner with people. I mean, we just want to do it in a way that honors the Lord, and our members are going to be proud of what they see from us.
All right. Well, Danielle, we're going to have to leave it there, and we always appreciate you guys coming on the show, and thank you for all the great work you're doing for so many patriotic groups and organizations out there across the country.
Thank you, Todd. And we hope that if you haven't already joined Patriot Mobile, you would do so today, because every single person that joins means we can make even more of an impact to change our country.
That's what it's about. All right. Danielle Buck, right, everybody, from Patriot Mobile. She's the Vice President of Strategic Partners, and we're proud to be one of those partners. You can get Patriot Mobile service right now. All you have to do is call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Use code Todd, and you're going to get a free month of service. All right, we do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ray Solano with your Healthy Choices Minute, sponsored by PD Labs Pharmacy. Recently, you've heard about the possible dangers of acetaminophen or Tylenol for young children and pregnant mothers. Social media sites have recommended common sense remedies for mild fever that include homeopathy and select herbs that work without side effects. Tylenol is metabolized by the liver and depletes your most potent antioxidant, glutathione, your force field against invaders. Did you know three or more alcoholic drinks in Tylenol can cause liver damage?
Moms have been giving us first aid since the beginning of time, and now an online group called Crunchy Moms are offering simple options for fever that really work. PD Labs Pharmacy has a team of skilled clinical pharmacists trained in natural medicine, as well as traditional pharmaceuticals like leucovorin for autism and ivermectin for infections. Call us today at 888-909-0110 or pdlabsrx.com and experience a new era in healthcare. pdlabsrx.com. Remember, you have a choice in healthcare.
And welcome back to the Todd Stern Show, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to go where no man has gone before. Boldly to Phoenix, Arizona, where apparently Americans go to retire, including our former engineer, the great Chuck Condren, who we kind of like concocted a reason to put you on the air today. Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing good. She said you needed some engineering information, and I was going to inform you when you answered the phone that I would charge you for this call.
Well, Chuck, is this a good thing we don't have any problems?
There you go.
Chuck, we just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
That is awesome.
So are you
66 years old?
Wow. So this is amazing because you're supposed to be retired, and I see you swimming and doing, like, I don't know, mixed martial arts.
Bike riding, hiking. You know, you got to keep the body fresh, and, you know, because my mind is 27, so I'm trying to reverse my body back to 27.
I love it.
It's not working real well, but you know.
So you're back in Phoenix now. Are you and the lovely Miss Tammy, your bride? You guys enjoying the retirement years?
Yes, she gets up at 6:30 in the morning and goes hiking in the mountains, and I kind of sleep in and I go walking around the block. So that's my hike, and then eventually I'll be out hiking with her when I get a little bit better.
Well,
you're
incredibly missed. By the way, Dylan still doesn't show up on time. I just want to point that out.
Hey, now.
I was hearing about that, and something about the log doesn't always get done.
Is pile on Dylan day.
Airing out the dirty laundry here.
No. It gets done, just not by Dylan.
Wow. Oh, that's...
I was going to wish you happy birthday, but now...
I'm kidding, Dylan.
You have a black belt in karate, so I can't really say anything bad to you at all.
That's right.
That's true. Well, Chuck, we just wanted to call it and wish you a happy birthday. And, you know, you know, we just love you to death over here, and we miss you and Tammy, and we're glad y'all are doing so well out in Phoenix.
Well... thank you. You should come out and do a show out here or something. You know, get your show on the air out here in Phoenix.
We need to do that. And I'm not sure there's I could afford your rates. I was going to get you to run the board, but may not be able to afford you now.
Well, I was never real good at running the board.
You're great. Well, Chuck, anyway, just wanted to give you a quick holler and say thank you for all the great work you do. And you're missed here at the Todd Stern Show.
Well, thank you so much, Todd and Dylan. Love you. And Cassie, good to talk to you.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Thank you, and hope you guys can make it out this way sometime.
Live long and prosper, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Is that right? Did I get that right? I got it right.
You did. You got it okay. Right. Live long and prosper.
One time I said something that was from Star Wars, and Chuck didn't talk to me for a month.
Yeah, you can't do Star Wars.
No, you can't do that. All right, Chuck, take care of yourself.
Okay. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice. I think he was surprised, Dylan.
I think he genuinely thought you were asking an engineer question.
I know we did. That's because we normally do.
Because we do, yeah.
Let's go to Steve Gill. Steve, thanks for holding on. We had to wish our retired engineer a happy birthday.
Well, first of all, I was very concerned when you were playing the Star Trek music trying to figure out, man, if you're wearing one of those red uniforms, you're dead meat. Those guys never survive.
No, they don't.
Hopefully you're wearing one of the other color uniforms.
Wow, Chuck would appreciate that reference. That is definitely inside Star Wars. Steve, real quick, it's going to be insane here. We've been hearing a lot of reports, a lot of voter turnout around the country. How do you think things are going to go in the big races today?
You know, I think the high turnout in New York City may bode well for Cuomo being able to stave off Mamdani winning and destroying New York. I think the assessment early on was that a high turnout would help him. The lower turnout would probably be good for Mamdani. So, you know, hopefully that is a good sign that you know, New York will survive. I'm a little bit more skeptical about Virginia, just because the Democrats, you know, still have it as a purple state. They cheat every time they can. It's not unusual for Virginia versus other blue states. But I think the racism at play, where you have the NAACP, where you have Barack Obama, you have all these black leaders coming in and campaigning for a woke, liberal, white, blonde woman to keep Winsome Sears, the lieutenant governor, a black woman, from becoming the first black woman governor in the U.S. And again, the same people that tell us Black Lives Matter and we need to stand up for black candidates, and then they go out there and they're, you know, campaigning for this white liberal woman as opposed to a conservative black woman.
You know, that is sort of weird, isn't it, that the NAACP would support the white candidate instead of the black?
And it's not like the black candidate wasn't qualified. I mean, she's a former Marine. She's been lieutenant governor the last 4 years. She's incredibly accomplished. They would make a great governor. I do think that Jason Mayari's running for lieutenant or running for attorney general against the Democrat nominee, who was the one, you know, wanting to shoot the Speaker of the House in the head and then kill his children, too. I do think Jason Mayari's is able to win that race, but you know, I'd love to see Winston Sears win, but I think that one's a tougher reach.
Let's talk real quick about Prop 50. We've got a couple of minutes here. How do you think that's going to play out in California?
You know, I hope they've got the legal challenges set up to go, because you know they're not doing it right. You know they're trying to jam through the, you know, redistricting to literally, you know, do the gerrymandering they condemn everywhere around the country except when the Democrats are doing it. And unfortunately, I think we have in Ohio, with a rhino governor, they're not going all in the same way you're seeing Democrats in blue states. So I think Republicans win the gains in the redistricting war, but not by the margin we could, because, you know, we're playing halfway and they're playing all in. And I think the Democrats will, you know, take a lot of extra seats in California until the next census. And depending on what the Supreme Court does with the Voter Rights Act and whether or not the drawing of these racially based lines are unconstitutional or not, I think,
right,
again, Republicans can still pick up a lot of seats. But, you know, they cheat better than we play.
I've got 45 seconds, probably the more important question. How is it possible that the Vols got beat by an Oklahoma kicker wearing Daisy Duke shorts? How did that happen, Steve Gill?
I'm sorry, we have a bad connection, Todd. I'm not sure. I'm actually hearing the question, getting a lot of crackling. I'm not sure. I can't really hear you.
Wow.
I'm trying to forget that game even happened.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, it's another three-loss season. Well, it may be more. Vanderbilt could very well put the hurt on us.
And at Florida, at Florida is always tough, even if the Gators are having a down season. Vandy, I think if we figured out how to do what has slowed down Pavia, this amazing quarterback that Vanderbilt has, he's got a best linebacker on him, him, hit him every play. And, you know, they were getting that done until the last 2 minutes of the game in this last weekend.
Well, we shall see, my friend. We shall see.
Go Memphis, man. The Memphis Tigers are kicking rear end as well. They make the college football playoffs.
That very well may. That's huge, huge for the city of Memphis. Steve, I got to leave it there, my friend. Thank you, as always. Folks, we will have the live show blog up and running tonight. You'll be able to follow all of our analysis on ToddStearns.com, and you'll be able to watch us 5 o'clock Eastern. We'll have wall-to-wall election coverage exclusively on the Todd Stern Show. Get out there. Have a great one. You guys be safe out there, America.